Hello, my name is Kendra. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Ma'am, what was that question?
I said, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. Wait a minute, I got you now. My question is, I'm having trouble getting acceptance or whatever. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to register. And I am from Alabama. I live in Alabama. Mm-hmm. But my area code is a cell phone, Florida cell phone number. They keep, I can't fill it out online. It rejects my 904 exchange for my telephone number.
Yes, ma'am.
How can I get through?
Okay, well, first of all, it shouldn't, I'm not sure where you're trying to register. I don't know anything about an online registration. I don't know if I would trust that. But we are pre-registering people from out of state, so I do it every day.
Well, okay.
So I'm not sure.
Can you register me then?
Well, that's the thing. You just called into the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. There's a complete separate hotline called the COVID Vaccine Appointment Line, and I can provide
that
phone number too. No, ma'am.
Correct.
It's gonna be a 855 number.
Oh, well, that's the one. I've got that number.
You
and
do?
That's the one. Yes, and that's the one that tells me. It says go to the to register online. And I did that. I mean, it says /, I think something or another. I had it written
like,
down.
Did you call into 855-566-5333 and pre-register with us on the phone?
They won't. That's what I get.
When you call, a person doesn't answer the phone?
No.
What happens?
It's either busy. Or when something finally answered, I thought, oh, yeah, it got through. It was a recording that said.
I don't think that's correct. Like, it's all live people when you finally get through on this line. So
I would maybe
try again. And like I said, that number is 855-566-5333.
Hang on 1 second.
No problem.
566-5333.
Okay, all right, let's start over from the beginning. 855.
Yes.
566.
Uh-huh.
5333.
Okay, now hang on for me 1 second.
No problem.
I've got it. Put your speaker. And then I'm going to go to my contacts. I put it in my contacts.
No problem.
Under COVID.
No, that's no problem.
Okay. So 855-566-5333.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I am not crazy. That is the number I kept calling. And
No. Go ahead.
Okay. The 566-5333. I kept calling. It kept being busy. And then one time when I called, it said, it was a recording. It was a man's voice.
Uh-huh.
And it said, if you would like to, I don't know how you put it, but he said, you can register online. Go to, that was it, Alabama Public Health / something .com.
Alabama Public
Health.
.gov /
something, and I can't remember what the rest of it was. And it pulled up at registration, and I put in my name.
I'm gonna go to it.
Okay.
/
something. What was that?
I've got the Alabama Public. I got it pulled up, but where I don't see where you. I don't know what the /is, so.
Okay, let's see.
If you'll look for me, I can type that in a moment.
Okay.
Because I don't know, you know, about the online thing. I have no idea.
Okay.
I just know that all day long I answer this phone, and it's, you know, every, you know, we all do. It's live people, so I don't know. And I'm not saying that didn't happen to you, because, you know, I absolutely believe you. You know, but I would probably try to call again.
Here it is.
Okay, I'm here.
AlabamaPublicHealth.gov/notify.
Notify. All right, so I'm pulling that up right now. So, okay, so this is what this says. This is notification of Alabama Department of Public Health COVID-19 vaccine eligibility. So it says, if you're interested in receiving an email notification when the vaccine becomes available at your local county health department, for additional priority groups, please complete the form below. So that's not technically registering you at that county and putting you on the list. That's just going to send you an email when your local health county health department has it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand totally. Yes.
So because that doesn't even take that does.
Do that.
I don't. That's why I told you when we first got on the phone that I wouldn't, like, the online stuff. Because, the first week I started, I had many people kept telling me, I registered online. And I was like, that was before they opened this right here. And they've been, you know, speaking about opening a portal or whatever. Well, and I asked those people, as soon as they said that, I said, well, what information did it ask you for? And they said it asked me for my name and email. So that was the same thing, you know, something similar to this. They were just sending out text messages when a vaccine was available locally to them. That's not registering you or pre-registering you to be on the list to be vaccinated. And that's no good. So I feel like there's some confusion regarding that. Because I see...
The telephone number that we register, call to register ourselves, is giving this information to us.
Right.
So that's not right.
No. Okay. So I can see right here that it's saying the information on the Alabama, you know, the notify that you just showed me, it only asks for your first name, last name, phone number, email, and county. That doesn't even ask you for your age or anything.
No.
That's very limited information. I mean, I'm not, but I understand, you know, where you're coming from, and I really wish that I could help you more. I would,
just keep calling.
Try to call that other number, and, you should get a live person, like, you know, me, because I do both of them. I do the coronavirus, you know, the Department of Public Health coronavirus hotline. It goes back and forth. So I also sit here all day and pre-register people. I just can't do it on this hotline. It has to be the other hotline.
Well, can't you? Okay.
Can
I call back and you answer the other one?
I could look. Let me maybe see if I can give you a callback number. I mean, I can give you a callback on the other line.
Okay.
What's the number for you?
904-466.
466-1529. I'll see if I can do that really quickly and call you back on this number.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're so welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
I hope I've been
bye-bye.
Able to help. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
My name is Sandra.
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.